You're probably wondering why I'm sat here looking like I just got out of bed without any fancy graphics or music. Well, I'm about to tell you a story that's going to blow your mind. A story about how I lost $300,000 in the crypto crash. Yes, you heard that right. Almost $500,000 gone, poof, vanished. But here's the kicker. I'm not worried. Matter of fact, I even called and predicted this move in the market. I'm not worried, not worried a little bit, not even a tiny bit. Now, before you hit the like button, hear me out. This isn't some get rich quick scheme or motivational speech. It's real, it's raw, it's honest looking at what happened and why it doesn't matter. I'm going to break down exactly what went wrong, how I'm picking up the pieces, and most importantly, the valuable lessons I have learned that could save you a fortune. So if you're ready to dive deep into the world of crypto crashes, financial resilience, and a whole lot of real talk, stick around till the end. If you enjoy the content, mash the like button. Let's go. So we should probably start here, right? This is a pre-record. I'm traveling to Thailand as it is my 40th birthday, and I'm going to celebrate it in style. So look, the crypto market at the time of recording is up 1.32% and stands at $2.01 trillion. Bitcoin at $57,085.23. It's up 3.16%. In the last 24 hours, but still down over 13% in the last 7 days. And Ethereum's down 24% in the last 7 days. So there's still an awful lot of recovery yet to happen in the crypto space. But unlike previous cycles where, you know, I've been in similar positions, you know, it looks like a solid investment, particularly certain assets with the ETFs and so on. And I really want to put out messages here to say you're not alone if you're, you know, really suffering, concerned, worried because your portfolios are down massively. I mean, I'm down over $300,000. And look, it's not pretty looking at that. Now, I predicted over the last 18 months, I've been calling this out to anybody that was willing to listen, that we should expect Q3 2024 to see stocks crash, crypto crash, and a Fed pivot. So look, we've seen this all play out. And a lot of people were like in the lead up to this before it happened saying, are you going to sell? And I said, no. And the reason why I didn't sell was because there was a chance that I was going to be wrong. You know, you never know. There's nobody with a crystal ball that's able to tell you where the market is heading. Lots of people, pros, even hedge fund managers, have all been caught out by this because, you know, they would have been buying, like even MicroStrategy, if they had known this was going to happen, they would have bought after it, you know, or during this crash, right? Not, you know, all the way through at some of the high-end prices. They would have been buying later. Nobody really truly knows. And it's all about managing your risk. I'm not concerned because I believe that this is the strongest the crypto market has ever been. And I'm going to get into why right now. This is why you shouldn't be concerned if you're invested in like Bitcoin, Ethereum, or any of the top altcoins in the space. Let's go take a look. Well, we've got Bitcoin whales increased holdings during the crypto market mayhem, but ETF investors didn't buy the dip. So what this is telling us is there's a lot of confidence from people that are already in the space. This is huge, right? The fact that there's an ETF for Bitcoin is monstrous. Mainstream adoption is just around the corner. Institutions, Wall Street, they're all getting involved, and it's still really early from their perspective. And, you know, they're still trying to get as much as they can. So look, this has longevity about it now. It has an element of, I guess, backing from the establishment. I mean, the future president of the US is talking about Bitcoin, embracing crypto, making crypto an American, you know, okay in America. We're seeing that pivot in the approach that's been so negative towards cryptocurrency, blockchain technology in America. That's changing. That's doing a U-turn. And this is the stuff that I'm talking about. If there was ever a time where you should be really bullish and comfortable, no matter how much it pulls back, you know, it would be now. Previous runs, you know, like when people are banning Bitcoin from, you know, ever being used, banning mining and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, like probably way riskier. But this is the next big investment financial instrument. So we're just really, really early, and the volatility is to be taken advantage of. And that is why we had 40% capital to one side. So we've been buying the dip, and that is what's important, right? You know, $300,000 down in the portfolio, buying the dip. You know, we had 40% of stables to value of portfolio at the peak of the run that we've seen. So we've been able to buy a lot and reduce that $300,000 deficit in the portfolios. And obviously we've bounced since then. So look, Bitcoin needs a low of 40,000 for best bull market entry, 10x research. Look, we, in my opinion, and we haven't seen the bottom in yet. Like, I've got to be honest, like, you know, I don't think we've seen the bottom. I think we need to see lower prices. I think that what is happening is we are seeing the market try to price in a Fed pivot. They're going to really, really struggle to do that. They get this wrong an awful lot. And because of that, I think there's further downside when the Fed does do the pivot. And I think that will be between now and September in Q3, as we've been predicting. So look, we'll be able to deploy more capital as it goes lower. We increase the percentages and so on. If you want to find out more how we deploy capital, join us in the free Discord link in the description of the video. Then we've got here Europe's fourth largest investment manager discloses $500 million in spot Bitcoin ETFs amid volatility. We're seeing more and more people, they're purchasing, right? This is stuff to be bullish about, right? Not necessarily concerned. Bitcoin bounces back as ETH ETFs notch $49 million in net inflows. Again, positivity. This is the stuff that we're looking at, right? Again, inflows on another article there. We've got MakerDAO's $1 billion tokenized treasury investment plan draws interest from BlackRock and various others. So look, what we're talking about is there's these huge narratives that are coming to the forefront for blockchain technology. You know, tokenization of real world assets, I've told you, is going to be a quadrillion dollar market. We've been talking about this since 2020. I told you everything will be tokenized, everything will be on the blockchain, and it's super exciting. And this is the reason why being down massively in your crypto portfolio is nothing to be too concerned about. I think that the vast majority of altcoins are going to perform exceptionally well. They've got real world utility, great teams, great tech, and all the pillars of importance that we talk about on the channel and in the Discord, then they're likely to go on to do really, really well. They've just got to fit those narratives. So I'm sat here, you know, looking at the portfolio, not concerned one single bit, deploying more capital to increase the positions and dollar cost average into lower amounts, you know, per coin in the portfolio. Huge opportunity, this, if you see it as that. Now, look, there's a lot of people that are hard up, you know, cost of living and all that sort of stuff. It's about positioning yourself. It's about taking the time. This is not a race. It's a marathon. And the people that look at it like a marathon are the ones that are going to go on to do really, really well. If you want to find out more, join us in the free Discord. We have seed round opportunities, pre-seed round opportunities, in fact, seed, private sales, getting at the earliest point on some of the most amazing projects that are coming to life in the crypto space. I hope you enjoyed today's video. If you did, hit the like button, subscribe if you haven't subscribed already, tapping that bell, selecting all the notifications so you never miss a video, and I will catch you in the next one. Take care.